This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight prices at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:25, down 5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:41, down 1 on the open. December, 6:53, down 6. March, 6:52, down 6. July, 5:76, down 5.5 on the open. September corn opened at 3:14.5, up 3 on the open. December, 3:29.5, up 2.75. March, 3:45.5, up 3.5. May, 3:56, up 3. July, 3:66, up 3.5. September, 3:70.5, down 0.25. December 2008, 3:83, up 1.5 on the open. August beans opened at 8:25, up 4.75 on the open. September, 8:31.5, up 2.75. November, 8:47.5, up 2. January, 8:63.5, up 1.5. March, 8:76, up 3. May, 8:87.5, down 1. July, 8:97, up 6.75 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 2:16.40, up a dollar on the open. September 2:20, up 1.30. August soybean oil opened at 36.88, up 9 on the open. September 37.15, up 6. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 92.35, down 27.5 on the open. October 97.10, down 37.5. December 98.95, down 40. February 99.10, down 27.5 on the open. August feeders opened at 116.30, up 10 on the open. September 117.35, down 22.5. October 117.50, down 32.5. November 116.50, down 70 on the open. August lean hogs opened at 73.65, down 50 on the open. October 70.90, down 45. December 68.65, down 40. February 70.50, down 42.5 on the open. And August bellies opened at 93.27.5, down 112.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with corn wheat spreads, which have been in excess of $3. And let me ask you this. Why has it been that corn has not been pushed higher by the spread as, you know, it might have been historically when wheat reaches these levels?
Well, back a long time ago when I started the commodity business in 1971, a very successful commodity trader in Chicago told me, he says, Cooley, he said, buy the most bullish and sell the most bearish. And in this situation, the most bullish, of course, is wheat versus corn, being a feed grain and maybe a energy product, whereas wheat is basically a food grain, bread, or an export item that would go to milling purposes. And there's been a series of historic weather problems that have occurred in the hard red winter wheat, winter kill in the soft wheat, and, of course, dryness in the U.S. spring wheat areas, as well as this major flooding in Europe. The general feeling is that the old adage that if you have one bushel left over that's not milled or exported, it turns into a feed grain. In this particular situation, we do have what we understand is a very large spring wheat production, but a very tight situation in both soft and hard red winter. So this is one reason why the market is the difference between corn and wheat. It's popular to spread those commodities, but even the seasonality of these spreads just didn't work.
So then you would be of a mindset that this spread could continue to widen. It could be $4, and traders wouldn't really bat their eye on this
new
paradigm.
Well, yes. Of course, the historic, there is this conversation about $7 wheat and, $3 December corn. Our other thing that we are picking up is that basically in some parts of the world, we are picking up some good growing conditions in Australia and, of course, some of the spring wheat area. Some of the tour on the spring wheat area is 36.2 bushels per acre average. So we do indicate that there is some good production. But the European problems in Britain, Germany, and France is too wet, and, of course, some dry conditions in the Ukraine, Argentina, North Plains, and Canada are all reasons why the wheat market's very strong. We are picking up that our friends in the south half of the state in Indiana and Ohio are going to plant some more soft red winter wheat this year to combat high input costs of corn. And down the road, wheat might be expensive, but right now the trend is up. And historically, no matter what kind of a spread you have, the trend is your friend.
Turn your attention to the corn market and let me ask, given all your contacts and all the calls you make, in your mind, what's the working yield?
My hunch is that it's somewhere in that 150 bushel, 151 bushel as of today. The Sparks people are indicating a 156 bushel corn crop equates to $3 futures. Somewhere along the line, the guessing game is a 50 to 75 cent under cash market, so that puts the cash market somewhere in that 225 to 250 area. Generally speaking, the private weather people are pretty generous with a quarter to 1 inch of rain. They might have taken some of the rain out in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan here early this week, but most areas in the Midwest should see that. And, of course, that's remarkable to see corn up 1.25 cents with a quarter to, our private guy says a half to three quarters in central Illinois, Oakland to Champaign. So the market is showing some strength. The other main feature is we are seeing some very successful fundamental people say we're very close to some major lows in corn.
I wondered about that, and I also wondered if some people think that 149, 148.5 is in play, and might that imply a little bit of a papa rally ahead of the harvest, I don't know, maybe up into the 360, 370
level. We know
level.
That the USDA, when they finally close the doors in the lockup room and the Department of Agriculture in Washington, had pay absolutely no reference to the crop conditions. That's just window dressing and something for probably the some of the people in the state areas and the market to kind of watch as kind of a reference point of growing conditions. But the real lockup goes in and does some other factors, some field observations and some hunches and weather forecasts and things like that. Our general impression is that these cooler temperatures that we have seen has helped the Illinois corn crop some, but we do need more rain in the Midwest, and it's a guessing game. I'm really not of the opinion that we are down in that 100 and below the 150 bushel mark, but that's always interesting to hear conversation out in the country that way.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. Let me ask you, have we gone low enough for now, and are we consolidating then at these levels ahead of that August report?
Yeah, the soybean market is suffering from some reports that China has slowed down their imports of beans, and we are seeing this push to move soybeans into the marketplace at some very wide basis levels. My contention is that, you know, it is very profitable to buy a bean and hedge it and carry it into forward. And my opinion is that at some point in time, the Chinese will come in and buy 250 to 300 million bushels of beans at some very cheap flat price and basis levels sometime in the probably early fall time frame. The other factor is that there's no reason or nothing to indicate that soybean won't be tight in the future, and one very popular market commentator on Market to Market indicated the word $10 beans on soybeans. We do hear people talking about some increased acres, but the bottom line is the soybeans are a very tight situation, and we do think the bean market will be supported on major dips.
At what price does the trade begin to think that, in terms of carryout, beans need rationing? I mean, what is a carryout number?
My contention on that, my answer on that one is somewhere, obviously, in that 200 to 150 million bushel area, I think will encourage a price of somewhere close to that above $9 cash price.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current lead options in Kansas City, September wheat, 6.25 1/4, down 4 3/4 at the Board of Trade. September, 6.36 down 6. September corn, 3.12 up 1/2. August beans, 8.19 down 1 1/4. August soybean meal, 2.15 80 up 40. August soybean oil, 36.65 down 14. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.